Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musings. It was written by George and Becky Lowmiller and is read by John Pierce.
Juniperus virginiana doesn't look very much like a juniper. As a matter of fact, many people don't recognize it even if one is growing right in their yard. More commonly known as Eastern Red Cedar, or just Red Cedar, this beautiful and useful tree grows from Canada south to the state of Mississippi and from the Atlantic coast west to the Dakotas. Forest specimens over 70 feet tall have been recorded, although 40-foot trees are the norm. The red-grained, aromatic wood is said to repel moss and is used to line cedar chests and closets. Because it's a soft wood, red cedar is easy to work and is prized by wood carvers and whittlers. It is also used to make pencils. Red cedar grows from USDA Zone 2 in the north, where winter temperatures can plunge to 50 degrees below zero Fahrenheit, to Zone 9, where it seldom gets below freezing. It fearlessly grows right along the windswept Atlantic coast and next to roads that are salted in the winter. While red cedar prefers a deep, fertile soil, it can be found growing in gravel, clay, and sand. The many cultivars of red cedar include the popular junipers Gray Owl, Skyrocket, and Cattleyrie, all very common in the nursery trade. Young trees tend to be light green in color, but as they mature, the flattened evergreen needles darken to a deep, leathery green. The color intensifies throughout the season, and in autumn takes on winter hues that vary from gray-green to a beautiful reddish-purple. The female trees display small blue-gray berries that persist all season, attracting robins, bluebirds, and of course cedar waxwings. The male trees have small, showy tan cones. Both male and female trees have a unique, rich brown bark that peels from the trunk and hangs in shaggy strips. The bark was once harvested and used as tinder for starting fires. Red cedars, hardy, adaptable, and virtually disease-free, are natural for home landscapes. They are picturesque specimen trees, their dense foliage makes them excellent candidates for a privacy screen or noise barrier, and they are unsurpassed as a rugged windbreak.
Do you have a garden musing, an anecdote about plants or an experience in your garden? Share it with other gardeners at almanac.com/feedback.